lazy, good for nothing, of do nothing, of, oh, not, there are other things besides lazy. Just a minute, let me see who's at the door. Before, we had a car with New York license plates that parked out in front of the house right after we moved in, and I came back and the car was leaving, and this girl got out and gave me a wild cock and bull story about her roommate running off and she was afraid she'd drowned and all this business. So I was by myself and scared, and I called the police and asked them to come over and check this out. By this time she had gone and said if the roommate came to call her at so-and-so motel. They checked it out. There was no such motel in that location, and there at the motel she named. In another location, there was no such room number and no such two people registered. And at the end of the time, after that, we discovered that my car had been jimmied open and the glove compartment had been broken into and my electric garage door opener had been stolen. So, well, they apparently had been waiting to see if I was going to leave. And when I went out and took the kids to get some hamburgers, because Bob was out of town, they broke into my car. I had taken his. And at that point, there were still construction things in the garage, so my car was outside. And she was the lookout, and her accomplice, male or female, had come in through the garage with the opener. And fortunately, I got back before they had a chance to steal anything, and our back garden door here was open. Mm-hmm. So that was evidently the exit. Mm-hmm. And she stalled me long enough for him to get away. Mm-hmm. So after that, I think that the police have sort of tended to check on anybody that looks like they don't belong. And he said he couldn't tell if there was anyone home or not, so he was just checking to see. Don't mean to alarm you, ma'am. Well, they, in the village, they manage to make the rounds at least once a night. They go down every street. And they try to see if anything is unusual. Also, we had a car abandoned over here in front of the house on the other side that turned out to have been stolen. Mm-hmm. After it sat there for most of a day, I called the police and asked them if they knew anything about it. And they said, yes, it had been reported stolen in Galveston. Oh, I'm sure they could. I was even gone when they came back to get it. But I called them and told them to check on it, and then I left, and the maid said that they had come and taken it off. I don't know whether they hot-wired it or towed it or what, but that they had checked and it was stolen.
Well, in New Orleans, like if you're parking on the street, you have to move your car every 24 hours.
Yes, that's true. That's a city ordinance.
Hold on.
You've got, is this on? Oh, I didn't know we were going.
What would you call a person who is addicted to alcohol?
An alcoholic. Might call him a drunk. Might call him a wino if he were a cheap drunk who tended to hang out under bridges and in alleyways and things. A souse, a lush. Mainly those, I think.
What would you call a female
homosexual? A lesbian. If she were masculine looking, I'd call her a butch.
Is that insulting or is that just sort of a neutral term?
It probably would be insulting to her. I wouldn't intend it that way. I would intend it as a descriptive term, meaning a masculine appearing female homosexual. As I would say, a queen was a very effeminate looking male homosexual. And I wouldn't say it to either one of them because I would be afraid of the way they might take it.
Any special name for, is there for Butch? Lesbian, any special name for the